Hey guys, it's JP, and what you're about to hear is a conversation between Bob Norton and myself that took place yesterday, Sunday the 22nd of February. And the purpose was twofold. Number one, we just want to give you a quick and dirty update on KISS flipping and the status of the charter membership. There's some important stuff you might want to know if that's something you're considering. Number two, we received some specific questions via email and blog comments over the last week or so that we haven't addressed yet. We want to bundle all those together and answer them for you real quick here. So if you've sent in a question or you're curious what the questions may be, hang tight and we'll be sure and address those. And actually, you may want to take some notes towards the end because with one specific question in regards to title seasoning and how Bob's contending with that in today's market, he gave some specific tips that I actually wasn't expecting him to go into. But there's some good stuff there that you may want to make note of for your own business. Also, last but not least, the audio you're about to hear is going to sound a little strange because what I actually did is sped it up. I edited it and just increased the speed just a little bit because I just felt like it could be consumed a little faster. Really, it was more out of consideration for everyone's time. It does sound just a little bit funny though, so please pardon that. Know that we don't normally talk quite that fast, but I think it'll be just fine for you to listen to and get through it as quickly as possible so that you can get the information and then move on to what's next. Okay, so thanks, and here's our conversation.
Hey guys, it's JP, REITips.com, and Bob's here with me on the line. And really, we just wanted to accomplish a couple of things. First of all, I want to update you guys on where we are with KISS flipping. We opened the doors last week on Thursday, and we had some fast action bonuses there. The first fast action bonus has actually expired. That was the big hefty discount that put the price point at only $297. That was good for the first 25 people who jumped in and said, hey, I want to be a part of this. We've passed that point, but we still have three really killer fast action bonuses left. One of them is a hefty $600 discount. Your price is a little higher than before, but $397 is still a steal, believe me, for what we're doing here. Of course, I'm biased, so you can take that with a grain of salt if you want to, but you know, I think if you look at what's here, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to see the value. Secondly, the fast action bonus, that's basically you can attend one of Bob's live in-person boot camps at any time in the next 12 months, absolutely free. And then, let's see, what was the other one?
Coaching or something, right?
Coaching, that's right. That's right. We had a lot of people, thank you for that. We had a lot of people, before we even opened the doors on this thing, basically saying, hey, I need you to coach me, going to you, Bob, and just sending you emails and such. So in prep for that, I guess we kind of realized that we want to try and put some kind of solution there for people. You know, the KISS flipping is not a ramp up to some big pitch on a coaching thing, but we want to provide a solution for those people. And so we figure, what a better way to do it than to let those who come into KISS flipping, or at least the first 99 people, I think it is, beta test a coaching program for about 60 days, just free of charge. You know, it's not a forced continuity kind of thing. So anyway, those are still out there. We got some emails, and I just want to answer them real quick, if it's okay with you. A couple of specific questions that people had that I think will be helpful for anyone who's looking at this. But also, I haven't read these to you yet, but we got a comment on the blog to one of your posts. This is actually on the main REI Tips blog. Somebody said, after listening to your Secret Profit session, one of the free sessions that are up there right now, this is Tiara, and this was the 20th of February, just a few days ago. I'm 19, homeless, and in debt up to my eyeballs. I also live in Detroit, and Bob has just inspired me to change my life. I've always been interested in real estate, and now I'm finally taking action. Thanks, Bob. Hope to meet you soon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's powerful. We also got Kevin Norrell.
He doesn't stay homeless for too long, so.
Yes, we hope so. Hope not. Kevin Norrell says, I can tell you guys are real and want to help people. My wife got laid off, so it's been tough. This is a blessing, and the cost is more than fair. I look forward to being a success ASAP. I live in Los Angeles, and there are tons of REOs, but no one was teaching how to capitalize. I got to make this work. Thank you for sharing. Now, that's actually a comment from within the members area of KISS Flipping, as is this one, so you guys won't find these on REI Tips. This is from Gary. Great job, as usual, guys. JP and Bob, like your entire approach. Glad I got in early and cheap. You guys keep your word, and Bob, I knew you were the real deal when you responded to me personally a few times from random questions I asked on your blog. Can't thank both of you enough. And then the last one from Ahmed before we get to the questions. I talked to Ahmed, just an action taker man, and he posted this inside the members area. I talked to a real estate agent. I got access to the MLS, did some research on the MLS for properties selling for cash in Chicago, and they're not that many, as we're showing in Royal Oaks, Michigan. Anyways, I've identified the 3 to 4 zip codes where most of the activity is. I also ordered the course for my real estate license. So congratulations, Ahmed. I can tell, man, you hit the ground running. Any comments before I jump into these questions? We got a couple of them.
No, I haven't even seen them, so you're going to have to tell me where to go to look at those.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I set up this whole members area, and just so that you guys know, Bob hasn't even figured out how to log into it yet. So.
Well, I want to clarify one thing real quick. This week I've been out here in Michigan, and we will get into this into some of the sessions, but we just, and I think, JP, you told me to go into that. You know, maybe that's a bonus session we could do where we're talking about Indiana. But I've been in Indiana and Michigan this entire week. I haven't even checked my emails for a week. Honestly, I've been going a little hard. But we just figured out how to generate between $1 to $2 million of profits in Indiana from basically one contact. And then, and I'd like to actually, I know you and I can figure, especially for the members and for those who are signing up, I can get into detail of how we did that. And then I also bought three deals this week here in Michigan. I got an email yesterday from two different people where they were $300,000 homes, and they were buying them between 100 and 110. Both the deals, both needed a good amount of work, $75,000 in work, but those should be fantastic deals. It looks like the students, one was a student, one wasn't, but each of them either is going to have the option of a $10,000 wholesale fee or possibly partnering up with me on that. So let's just say, in my excuse, it's been an exciting week, so I didn't even know about the kids flipping back in, like you said, or how to get in there, but I'm anxious for things to calm down when I fly back to Utah tomorrow to kind of see what's going on out there.
Oh, yeah, and I know we're also, tomorrow we're going to be recording the final part of session one that we didn't finish up, and then we've got session two coming up Tuesday night live. Okay, let me just jump into this. So this is short and sweet. One of the things we got is, JP, I'm curious, and I just have to ask, will there be any additional costs involved, such as purchasing a website package with a back office, special software to edit marketing pieces, special phone equipment to record calls, or special phone answering service, other than the virtual assistants you've already mentioned? It sounds like this is a complete package. Thank you. So, you know, this is somebody who I guess is used to buying into a course or something, and then, you know, getting the impression that this is the last, you know, dollars that they have to spend to make this work, and then they see that there's other things they're going to have to buy to really apply this.
What I was going to say to that is, and I really want people to try to understand this, I've seen those same things. I don't get into that crap. I don't want you guys to have to worry about a website. I don't want you guys to have to worry about a 1-800 number. I don't want you to have to worry about bandit sites. All of those things help, and they're all good, but this is why it's called kiss flipping. It's really, really simple. You just figure out how to find a deal. The rest just kind of happens. So we're going to obviously talk about marketing, but it's the kind of marketing that doesn't take that. I outsource my marketing to a realtor, or if you're a licensed agent, it's all through the MLS. So I know, JP, you could probably go into details a little bit more, but there's nothing else. I would say that maybe the only extra cost would be for you to get your license, as I have so strongly encouraged from the first beginning session. And, you know, that varies between $500 to $1,000 spread out over a year. But I don't even want to talk. When I heard you reading that, I was cringing because I'm like, everyone knows I'm a marketing cheapskate. So there's no special software. I don't even know how to run the software of a lot of stuff. I'm a pretty blunt instrument. It's a pretty easy program, so there's none of that out there.
Right. Yep.
I guess if you want to.
I have nothing to add to that. I mean, I guess I would say some of those things that you mentioned, you know, back office phone stuff. But once you get the simplicity of this, and that doesn't necessarily mean easy, but the simplicity of it. Once you get that, and you see what all Bob does without all that stuff, then you make a decision if there's any of those things that you really feel like you need to add in your version of this. But at no point, I can guarantee you, is Bob going to be saying, okay, now you need to go invest in a phone system and you need to go get this specific website. You know, that's just not his model. So I think that answers it beautifully. We got a question from Nancy. Nancy says, this was emailed to me, and we've touched on this before, but maybe you can retouch on it. Does your program teach you to apply in the area you live, or are you concentrating on certain areas in the U.S.? I live in Northern California, so of course she's trying to see if this applies in Northern California. And how would you answer, Nancy?
This is something where it applies throughout the U.S. Just in the initial, I don't know what you want to call it, JP, the pre-launch of what we've done, we've already seen people who have really started to go out there, utilize the MLS and start to find deals. And of course, we haven't even really gotten into, you know, more of how I'm flipping them, but basically we're relisting them on the MLS. And this applies across the U.S. In fact, when I hear Northern California, I get excited. My next-door neighbor is from Northern California, and he's pretty familiar with the market. And I think it's a huge opportunity out there. But I will tell you that right now, and I think we shared that example, that Los Angeles, there was a guy who drove out from L.A. and met me. He has my proof of funds. He's out there. He's already pretty much seen and verified that you can do deals. And, of course, my Indiana experience, where I just went into a brand-new market cold, and we're documenting how I can go into a brand new market, how anybody could go into a market and really figure this out. Now, obviously, some areas are going to have more opportunity to flip, say, wholesale versus retail. But overall, I am extremely confident that this can be applied in any market. I don't have enough coaching students to say, boom, 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 this is applied in every part of the market yet. But everything that we've seen initially, basically what's going on every market's got its own dynamics, but to find a great deal and turn around and pass it along to a homeowner is a pretty common trend that's available, especially in areas like Baltimore, Wisconsin. I know with other people in my coaching membership that's exactly what they're doing.
Okay, we got a question from Bill McKee. He says, hi, Bob. I just looked at your sales page for the flipping program. One of the major problems with flipping that I've run into is seasoning of title. And on top of that, if you close, the deed shows how much was paid, so lenders are becoming reluctant to loan on any more than what the purchase price was, regardless of the appraisal. So my concerns have to do with these seasoning issues. Or are you teaching the use of options for control and arranging direct deeding from the owner to the retail buyer, some kind of variations on that approach? And many of the creative approaches where the ultimate buyer is financing Fannie Mae or even maybe more of an issue, FHA, are being shot down in escrow. Are you addressing this very real problem and offering a bulletproof method to overcome this particular obstacle? And if you have a good answer for this, I'll go ahead and sign up.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a lot of issues there. But let me cover what I think he's addressing here with the different types of seasoning. I think what he's trying to target is flipping. And it sounds like what he's doing, flipping to homeowners. And what's happening is I would imagine he's running into a scenario where I buy a property as is. I got a buyer who wants to pay more for it that's conventional. But I didn't make any improvements to the property, and now the bank is saying, well, you bought it as is, you're selling it as is, we're only going to finance the amount that you bought it for. At least that's the assessment that I'm making from what he's saying. Where would you say that, JP, do you agree with that, or to determine, I guess, his real question here?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it sounds to me like basically the seasoning of title and either waiting that out or how to navigate those waters and still make money is really where it's all centered.
Well, you know, and I will say that I feel like Michigan is the state with the most red tape when it comes to
seasoning, because lenders are obviously very sensitive to what's happening in Michigan. What I have found when it comes to a lender who says, I don't want to lend more than what you purchased a property for, first of all, there's a couple of really easy ways around that. Every state's different, but what I've done in the few states I bought deals in is I've told them, if I feel like that's a trend, I request the title company to put on the deed that I bought it for a dollar. And you can do that. Not a quitclaim deed, but an actual warranty deed. Not an issue. I do that quite a bit in higher-end areas. I also have them marked on the MLS as a dollar. I mean, it should not be an issue at all, but sometimes lenders are really nitpicking that. So I don't do it all the time, but lately in the retail areas, I do that, the deed and the MLS. And you do see that a lot. I mean, I know in the higher-end areas, you'll see a home listed for $950,000, and you'll see it listed for a dollar. And that's because they don't want other people to know what they bought it for, and title companies usually are very accommodating with that. In fact, in Michigan, they have to do it if you request it the proper way. So that's one way to just hedge that little issue. Secondly, if you're running into that, typically what the bank doesn't want to do is feel like you're making a profit on their dime, which, you know, banks can do that. But if you know what they're looking for, and if you make the house a beautiful house, or even if you don't, if you price the house so well in such a higher appraising neighborhood, very quickly, that's going to overcome any issues the bank may have. Now, let me just share a little example I just had. We've talked about this on my other phone calls with you. I just found here in Michigan, this was unbelievable, but here in Michigan, they did a desktop appraisal. I've never seen a retail sale have a desktop appraisal. That means they didn't even send an appraiser out to look at the property.
Wow, I've never heard of that.
Well, furthermore, the previous MLS listing ticket talked about broken pipes and mold. So you kind of have to go, what? I mean, how is that really possible? It was possible because the buyer was so strong and the as-is appraisal was coming in $50,000 to $75,000 higher. This is an as-is appraisal than what the buyer was buying for. So the buyer was putting 20% down and the property was appraising as-is from a desktop standpoint significantly lower. Those two factors is what caused Fannie Mae, who funded the loan through Republic Bank, to simply just say, let's go ahead and do it. So here in Michigan, with declining values and all those type of things, so I think the real root of the problem here is you got to price it so well in a neighborhood that's desirable enough where you're going to bring out very strong buyers. Now, if you do have a buyer who's an FHA, you have to wait out the 90 days. But that doesn't mean, and we've talked about this strategy, that doesn't mean that you necessarily don't do anything. You can get the TA ready, get everything all lined up, and on day 91, close. You can also, which I've done a few times, you can put, and I like to do, you can put the actual potential homeowner in that property with a non-refundable option, and you can charge them monthly rent while you're waiting out that 90 days.
However, I will tell you that over and over and over, what I am running into is I'm pricing my properties well enough and making them nice enough for the neighborhood that I'm bringing out conventional buyers or even cash buyers, and usually the cash buyers are the parents who know the neighborhoods and they want to buy a house for their kids. And the kids get the parents all excited. So the parents got some money sitting in our 401k, and so the parents just write a check. Obviously, that's happened very recently with me. So I'm finding that if you do that, you can overcome those seasoning issues. That doesn't always mean that you still don't have to wait the 90 days sometimes with FHA, but typically if you're doing this right, you can overcome that. And again, if it's 90 days from end to end, I can live with that, especially if I'm making a 30 to 40% profit and I'm making $60,000, $70,000 on a deal.
Oh, let's see if that satisfies him, JP, huh?
Yeah, I think so. And and here's what I would say, taking even a step back from that, that question will be answered even more so, even better, and at a greater depth within the course of Kiss Flipping. So to answer your question, are you going to cover that? Yes, he is. Now, there is no one magic bullet that's always going to work. You know, a big part of this, I think, a big part of the value of what there is to be had from this is really learning how you think, in my opinion, seeing how your mind problem solves, and seeing that most of the time you're able to find a simpler solution than most people are even looking for because they're overcomplicating things. That's a big part of the beauty here. So, kind of problem-solving 101, Bob Norton style, is a big part of what's going on here, and I hope people capture that. Let me wrap up with this. I got there was one more blog post. This was a comment, actually, to the post I put up at REI Tips. It was, I think the subject of the title was something like 5 questions you should always ask before you buy a continuing education product. This was from, I don't have her name here, but she says, hello, I wish I'd heard this in November. I purchased a coaching program for $26,000. I was excited at first because I'd heard the expert on another webinar. At the time, I don't know what strategy I wanted to do. The sales agent said that I would learn about most of the techniques out there. I just wanted to get started with some handholding, so I bought it. The ironic part of it all is that the actual guru is not even facilitating the coaching course. She hosts the free webinars on Tuesdays. Go figure. I know that God allows things to happen for a reason. Maybe this will be my motivation to get started and eliminate this debt. Now, let me just say, first of all, that's a great attitude. These things do happen for a reason, and in everything that happens in life that feels like a failure or a sucker punch is an opportunity for you to learn and to become a better person because of it. Having said that, guys, I get it, okay? I'm not here to try and twist your arm behind your back, and Bob's not trying to do that either to make you think that Kiss Flipping is the be-all, end-all of real estate courses, and if you buy Kiss Flipping and invest your hard-earned education dollars, we're going to make all your dreams come true and your wildest fantasies, and you're going to have parties at the Playboy Mansion. And, that's not what this is about. We have given you enough information by now through all of the free stuff that we put out at REI Tips so that you should have, if you've tuned into that stuff, a pretty good idea of what this is about. Without, hardcore details, you should have a pretty good idea of what this is about and whether or not it speaks to you, whether or not it connects with you. I can tell you this. I get it. I know you're concerned about wasting your money on something because you've wasted your money on other things before. At least for some people, I know that's the case. I can assure you of this. While Kiss Flipping is not necessarily going to be the magic bullet for everybody out there, for some people, it's going to be life-changing. Some people are going to breathe a huge sigh of relief and say, finally, I have something that suits me and my personality without all the fluff and all the extra stuff that I don't need anymore. So after going through what we've had out here so far at kissflipping.com and some of the free stuff at REI Tips, just make a decision that you feel good about and just move forward, okay? Don't sit on the fence. Make a yes or no decision. That's what I would encourage you to do. Be decisive, and then just be at peace with your decision, okay? We're here to help those who want to be helped in this situation who feel like this is a good fit for you. So, we're not going to do anything to try and shove anything down your throat. We're here to give you guys everything we can give you to empower you if this is the road for you. Bob, what would you say to that?
Well, I agree with everything you said, JP, especially because this is most of your network. I'm just getting started with this, and I really want people to understand my motives here. Just real quickly, a few minutes. I came across an opportunity to buy an apartment building about a week ago, and I haven't really done much with it. And I started looking at it. I mean, it's an apartment building that's got a 25% cap rate. And for those who know much about apartment buildings, that's severely underpriced. And I was looking at it and doing a few things. And I was talking to one of my mentors yesterday about this, and then I just kind of kept talking, and I realized that the core of me is I'm a deal maker at heart. I love doing deals. Now, I will admit I get a little bored flipping a house for $2,000 or $3,000 after you've done a couple hundred of those. I like to move on to other things, but when it comes to the Kiss Flipping program, the first priority is to do deals with people across the country, and we're going to, and I'll tell everybody that JP yells at me all the time about this, I have been really working hard to document and case study all of the deals I've been doing. And as we look at 2009, I think most people would look at this and say, although the economy is going to be difficult, just about everybody agrees that if you play your cards right, there's just some amazing deals to be had. And one of my key strengths is doing deals and raising money. So priority number one is to work with people to do deals with me. I want to do deals. We're not talking about, kind of, sort of. I'm deal maker at heart. That's the first priority. And then people need some training. I can't, I don't want to repeat myself hundreds of times, but that's the main thing that I love helping people. But I'll tell you, nothing gives me more juice than doing a deal. And, you know, if people can just kind of get into my head and know that that's our priority. So we're trying to price this right. We're trying to help people. And again, it's not going to be right for everybody. But it's pretty straightforward stuff. I mean, if you kind of see some of the things that some of these students and potential people are doing, we have a first-time student who just got this offer accepted yesterday, and there's a $100,000 profit in there, and he just got started a week ago. I mean, it's just literally going out using my proof of funds to make offers. So we can share that with people. If I can help change lives, that's great. But this isn't – priority number one isn't to be a full-time marketer. Priority number one is to do deals and then to try to help people and to spread that out throughout the country. So I hope that helps just give a little bit of insight to my priorities, why I'm doing this. And, again, I think the more that people see all the deals we're doing in the case studies, I think they'll start to say, yeah, he really is a deal maker. You go to my blog and you'll see that I'm addicted to doing houses and deals, and I can't stop and I don't want to. This is what I love to do.
Absolutely. I can vouch for it. So, okay, having said all that, I hope that answers some people's questions, maybe alleviates some concerns. And I guess we're just going to let it rest at that. We're going to be, just to give you guys a reminder, I'm not going to leave the doors open for this once we really get underway with the live sessions, because I don't want to have to be dealing with, frankly, a lot of new people coming in while we're in the middle of trying to produce those sessions. It takes a lot of work on our end, on Bob's end, producing the content, and on mine, just getting it into the members area and such. So we really need to be able to focus on that and on serving those who are members. So go ahead and make a decision. Like I said, just don't sit on the fence. Just make a yes or no decision. Look at it. Give it your due diligence. If you like what you see, if it seems like it's going to fit with you, jump in. And that's it. Thanks, man. I appreciate you giving me a few minutes here, and hope this helps everybody out.
All right, thanks.